Now, more than 100 of the world's most powerful people are now arriving at a hotel in Denmark for a meeting that's shrouded in secrecy. The Bilderberg Conference is as top secret as they come. It was first held in 1954. It brings together bankers, politicians, businessmen and women from across the globe. After years of complaints from conspiracy theorists, there's been some effort by the group to be more transparent. For the first time, the guest list has been published, and it includes this year Chancellor George Osborne and the International Development Secretary Justine Greening. They'll mingle with the heads of Google, Amazon, HSBC Bank and Shell. And despite the attempts at openness, it's reported that a number of journalists there have been arrested. Let's speak to Guardian reporter Charlie Skelton, who's outside the Marriott Hotel in Copenhagen. This is the sixth conference, Charlie. Have you seen any of the good and the great going in?
I've just seen, I don't know if he's good or great, but Henry Kissinger has just driven past.
That's pretty great. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty great. He's just turned 91. He's still going strong.
Yeah.
It's a lovely sunny day here in Copenhagen, and it's limousine rush hour now.
And why were these journalists arrested?
Sorry?
Why were the journalists arrested outside?
This was not when the conference had started yet. They tried to interview the organisers of the conference, who come over from Holland every year, and they're always here a few days in advance. And I think they put a few questions to them, and I think a few phone calls were made. And so
I've got you. Charlie, we'll leave it there. Sorry, apologies. Charlie Skelton, outside the Marriott Hotel in Copenhagen.
Coming up next on Five Live.
Don, thank you. Coming up after two, he was the boss of BP before he was forced to step down after he was publicly outed by his former lover. Now he's telling the world why coming out is good business. That's his quote. Lord Brown, John Brown, with me live this hour. I think it'll be a really good interview. John Brown's come, and we'll talk about grammar schools and whether or not they make you wealthy in a moment.
First for breaking news and the best live sport. This is BBC Five Live.
It's 2 o'clock.